Hello and welcome to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and this podcast is brought to you by thelegendarychiropractor.com, an interactive and immersive virtual platform for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field wanting just a little bit more from this profession. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, be sure to share with a friend, leave us a rate, leave us a review, and also be sure to subscribe to get more. Cairo HD, superior cloud-based practice management software. Cairo HD is a user-friendly, all-in-one EHR solution built with one mission: to help you run your practice like a boss. Learn more at CairoHD.com. Total Clinic Solutions is your go-to source for purchasing both brand new and refurbished chiropractic equipment, as well as phone support for repairs and maintenance. Call Derek and allow him to combine your wishes and his 23 years of chiropractic equipment expertise to find what's best for you and your patients at 704-622-4089 or head to TotalClinicSolutions.com now. Yo, what is going on, legendary chiropractors? Johnny Reuter here with another episode of the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and today we are talking all about debt, student loans, and as a recent chiropractic school graduate and doctor of chiropractic now, how do you best manage and go about paying down debt as you become wealthy and as you step into a role as an associate doc or opening your own practice, which you're probably taking out more loans to go about doing that. So let's dive in today all about debt. Number one, there's a couple things that we want to break down. Number one is we live in a debt-based economy, meaning that it is actually okay to be in debt, meaning that it is perfectly acceptable to have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt. Now, how you manage that debt is very important. As long as you don't continue going the opposite direction and you never make payments towards it, then we run into problems, right? But if we're making payments towards it, but we're still in the negative, that's okay. We live in that economy. If you buy a house, that's debt. If you buy a car that you can't afford, that's debt. If you go to school that you can't afford and you take out loans to do it, that's debt. If you open a business and you need a business loan, that's debt. We live in a debt-based economy. And if you know that, you know how to leverage your assets. You have to be able to leverage your assets, your knowledge, your education that you got as a doctor of chiropractic. And now that you are a doctor of chiropractic, no matter recent graduate, associate, opening up your own business, no matter what, that is an asset. Now, it's not necessarily what we consider a tangible asset on taxes. You can't write off, oh, I'm a doctor, so you get, you know, tax benefits from it. But you are in debt, right? So student loans do play a role at the end of the year in taxes. Student loans also play a role in living in a debt-based economy. As long as you're making minimum payments, as long as you're doing what you need to do to stay on top of them and you're not getting in trouble, that is highly important. Now, I always start with this caveat, and I forgot to today, but I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just coming to you, sharing personal experience, personal breakdown with you. Take my opinions for what they are worth. Now, with that being said, we talked about debt-based economy. We live in a debt-based economy. It's okay to be in debt. Understand that debt is a part of society. Now, if you're in the UK or if you're in Australia or if you're in New Zealand, it might be a little bit different for you, right? If you are in a different country, it might look a little bit different for you, right? And that's totally okay. However, here in the United States, we do live in a debt-based economy. Debt is accrued for literally almost everything that you do on a daily basis. If you want to get something major done in your life and or have something major in your life, you have to take on debt. The second thing I want to talk about is how you handle your debt. We talk about three personalities as a chiropractic student and as a recent graduate and doctor of chiropractic. Paying down debt is very important, and you fall into one of these three categories, myself included in this, right? The first end of the spectrum, the furthest out end of the spectrum, is the people that want to pay it off as slowly as possible, right? They want to pay down their student loans as slow as possible, their business loan as slow as possible. And eventually they want to get that student loan forgiven. So they're looking at a 25, 30 year plan. The other end of that spectrum, the shortest end, is saying, hey, I want to get these done as soon as possible in the first year, 2 years, 3 years. That's also at the other end of the spectrum. Most people are going to fall in between there. Anywhere from 7 to 15 years of paying down student loan debt is where a majority of people will fall into. Everyone will eventually get it done. It's just a matter of time, right? It's just a matter of time. So make sure that you're doing the minimums at first and then going up to that graduated plan like we talked about last season in the podcast. If you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to it. But it's very, very important for you to understand what personality trait you fall into. Do you want to pay off your debt as fast as possible? Do you want to wait forever? Or do you want to get it done somewhere in that middle ground where you can still enjoy a luxurious lifestyle as a doctor of chiropractic, either as an associate or as opening up your own business and as a business owner? But that's really important for you to understand what personality do you fall into. The third thing I want to talk about today is not comparing yourself to others. This is the biggest topic in regards to debt, loans, finances that I can ever express and ingrain in your minds. Never, ever, 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 ever compare yourself and your situation to anybody else's situation. You are unique. Your loans are unique. The amount that you have out is unique. The interest at which rates grow is unique. The all of the situations that you have going for you or against you, so to speak, are unique to you and your specific life and situation and what you've done prior to, during, and after your student loan period, after your business loan period, et cetera, et cetera. So don't compare. Don't call up your best friend and be like, hey, where are your student loans at? Because they might be one of two places. One, they might be super far ahead of you, which is going to stress you out to the nines. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, how'd you pay off that much debt? Blah, 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 blah. You don't understand what personality they fall into. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what kind of side hustle they might have. You don't know how successful their business is. And then the second person that you might call up and you could talk to them and you might be like, hey, how are your student loans going? All of a sudden they're like, oh man, I'm just doing the bare minimum. I'm making payments each month. I don't really care, blah, blah, blah. And if you're a middle person like myself, you will be driven crazy by that answer because now you're going to be stressed out about their finances, about their loans, and about them being able to pay them off. And so now you're going to the whole conversation shifts from you want to just find out some more information to now you want to help your friend out and help them pay down debt. Don't compare debt to other people. Don't say, I have this much, you have this much, blah, blah, blah. How are you paying off this, this, and this? Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, make sure you're making your payments as much as you can pay down as quickly as you can and do what you can with what you have. Do what you can with what you have. Do not compare yourself to other friends, colleagues, family members, mentors, peers. Doesn't matter. Don't compare yourself and your loans and your debt and your financial situation to other people, right? There's always going to be someone, I'm going to say it, there's always going to be someone better than you at paying off loans or making more money. And there's always going to be someone below you that's not as good as paying off loans, that's not as good at making as much money. So don't compare yourself to other people. It's just going to get you in this dog tail spinning conundrum that you just can't handle and you don't want to deal with. I promise you, at the end of the day, don't compare yourself to others. Now, as a chiropractic student, we would always compare loans. Oh, how much did you get? How much did you get? Like all that stuff because we were curious if all of our loans came in, right? And how much we applied for if we actually received the full amount, right? So it's really important that as a chiropractic student, this mindset of comparing and contrasting completely shifts because some people have business loans they're taking out. Some people have undergrad loans that they're taking out. Some people have other grad school programs that they're taking out and paying for, right? So it's really, really important that you do not compare yourself to others. So let's recap. Number one, we live in a debt-based economy. It's okay to have debt. As long as you're making payments towards it and you're trying to bring it down,
You're doing great. Take it one loan at a time. When is that loan due? Pay off the interest, pay off the principal. When's the next one due? Pay off the interest, pay off the principal, et cetera, so on and so forth for 11 or 12 student loans. The second thing is making sure you understand what personality you are. What personality are you? Are you the person that wants to pay it off the slowest, the fastest, or do you fall somewhere in the middle? The third thing is don't ever, ever compare yourself to others and their financial problems and their financial situations, because every single person is unique. Every single situation is unique, and you have to understand that you are a unique individual with unique debt, and you will pay it off. It's just a matter of if, or it's just a matter of when, not if. It's a matter of when, not if. It's all in good time, folks. It's all in good time. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Share an episode with your friends. We are talking all about debt for recent graduates and doctors of chiropractic this season and this part of the season. So I hope you have a great day today, a great week this week. And if you have any questions, always do not hesitate to reach out and ask. And please be sure to leave a rate, leave a review. Thank you to our sponsors who do work so hard to support us and do everything they can to provide you with free value and free stuff. At the end of the day, that's what allows this show to go on. So thanks to them, shout out to them, and make sure you engage in their content, engage in their stuff, because that's what this is all about, okay? I love you guys, I appreciate you, and I hope you found value in this. If you ever have questions, reach out, ask me, but this is what we're talking about today, debt, and this whole entire rest of the couple weeks here. So make sure you're tuning into each episode to understand how to handle debt, how to handle finances as a recent chiropractic graduate, and as a doctor of chiropractic. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I hope that you, if you're just joining us, go back and listen. If you're listening to this on audio podcast, thank you for your love and your support. This is how we grow. This is how we do better things. And this is how we continue to share value with all of you incredible chiropractic students and recent graduates out there. I love you. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a great, powerful rest of your day and week this week. And if you need anything, always feel free to reach out. I'll do the best I can to answer your questions and point you in the right direction. Peace and love, my friends. John is out. Bye, guys.
Dr. Stu Hoffman, founder and president of ChiroSecure Malpractice Insurance, is the foremost expert in both risk management and risk avoidance. Understanding the everyday challenges of today's practicing chiropractor and the current public perception of chiropractic has made ChiroSecure the fastest growing malpractice insurance program of the last 28 years. Find out more at chirosecure.com. Imaging Services' primary business is chiropractic solutions. With over 45 years in the industry of helping chiropractors, Michael Tokash offers free consultations on building your business. In the past year, Imaging Services has installed over 100 x-ray machines and digital x-ray systems in over 42 states across the United States. For more, head to theimagingservices.com. Dr. Brad Glowacki runs one of the highest volume, highest profile, highest profitability practices in the world. And it's all run with vitalistic communication procedures. Those procedures from his office are then shared with other chiropractors at his various trainings as a part of Level Up Mentoring. This information is created, developed, tested, and then packaged simplistically before being taught. With bruises and scars from making mistakes, Dr. Glow always delivers refined content that is battle-tested and simplified for use on Monday. To level up your life and practice, head over to levelupmentoring.rocks. That's levelupmentoring.rocks. Again, I'm your host, Johnny Reuter, and you're listening to the Legendary Chiropractor Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for engaging with us on all of our platforms, including, but not limited to, Facebook and Instagram, all at The Legendary Chiropractor. Be sure to check our home site out at thelegendarychiropractor.com, as we have much to offer for prospective chiropractic students, current chiropractic students, recent chiropractic school graduates, and even veteran doctors of chiropractic out in the field. And lastly, I'd like to thank not only you, our listener, but also our podcast sponsors. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. So I encourage you to go check out their websites and what they have to offer in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again. Stay legendary, my friends.